is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org. Wherever you are in the world, especially in my heart, in Boutelier's Point. Thanks for being here, folks. Boy, do I have a show for you today. This is our annual tenor guitar radio gathering. I can't remember. One year we had 10 people. It's hard for me to believe, although right now I have 9 of us. There are 9 of us in the studio, right? And, So it's going to be great, so stay tuned, and also go online right now if you want to see what these people look like, because indeed this is radio, and you can find them at Tenor Guitar Gathering, that's T-E-N-O-R, tenorguitargathering.info. And oh my God, I don't believe this, folks. A tenor guitar is a 4-string guitar, it's small. However, what just walked into this studio, and I believe it's the first time in my 33 years on the air that I have a stand-up, a full-size double bass, a stand-up bass. And there is actually a man attached to it. I've never seen him before in my life, but I think he's with these folks. So thanks for being here, folks. Prepare yourself for a great time, and do check the website, yes, for the photos, but also to find out all the fabulous things that are going on with this 7th annual tenor guitar. And we are honoring our founder, who died in January, Mark Josephs. And here's Mark's iconic song that I love and we all love.
Songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? Way back in the day when I had a 6-string guitar to play, I met up with a quaint little man. He played a small 4-string guitar. He was the best musician I'd heard by far. I quickly became his most enthused fan. As he'd sing, I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? He told me, son, this is a tenor guitar, tuned C-G-D-A. I love the tone and the way it rings. You don't see many of these around, but it's got an intoxicating sound, even if it only has 4 strings. It was the choice of Raben Delmore, Tiny Grimes, and Nick Reynolds. That made it plenty good enough for me. One day you might feel it's good enough for you. You're a young fella now, so we'll just have to wait and see. The years rolled by, flashed by really, when I went to the music store. It was long past time to replace an old set of strings. Hanging on the wall that day was the old man's tenor guitar. I strummed it open and it started to sing. I walked out with his old guitar and a tenor banjo chord book. Those 4 strings sure had a full, sweet sound. At jam sessions with other musicians, I started having more fun. I was the only tenor guitar guy around. I was watching an old movie on the television featuring Louis Armstrong's band. In back of Louis, I saw a 4-string guitar. That cat was just wailing away. And all he had was that 4-stringer to play. Every now and then when I'm playing, I can hear that old man singing. I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs?
That's Mark, our Mark. So, this goes out to you, Mark, wherever you are. We got a room full of your progeny here. And some of these folks are older than you, including me, of course, but that's okay. So, what I've asked these folks to do, most of them have instruments. Three of us don't. Well, I've got the radio, and we've all got voices. So I would like to go around the room and let folks introduce themselves and tell us where you're from and what you're playing, because even if it's a tenor, they vary. And that bass does have four strings, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. So you do qualify. That's great. I love it. Why don't we start over here?
Okay. Well, can you hear me?
Yep. You got to bow into the mics because we're sharing.
Hi
mics.
There, everyone. I'm Jean Mann. I'm here. This is my fourth tenor guitar gathering. And I brought with me another tenor guitar player this year named Bill Corral, and he's going to accompany me. And he's playing a beautiful old, what is it?
Gibson TG-1.
Thank you. And I'm playing a Sears 1950s student model of some sort that has lovely inlay of paint on the surface. I'm from Seattle, and that's about it, so... So we're just going to go,
Sure, sure. And if anyone has any questions for anyone else, just throw them out there. Just bow into the mic and throw it out.
Yeah, my name is Tyler Jackson. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. This is my first year to be a part of this.
All right.
It's been great so far. It's been really great. I'm playing a 1930 tenor dobro, which is kind of different.
And it's different, and Tyler is probably, 1930, that would be 86 years ago. I'd say Tyler might be a fourth of that, age. So how did you get to the tenor guitar gathering? We'll talk about the instruments.
Sure, Mark and I have been corresponding for a couple years, and it just never quite worked out with my schedule, and we finally kind of firmed up this one to be the first one, and...
Okay. Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad. And I know he would be too.
Great.
Sure. Okay. Grant.
So my name is Grant Flick, and I'm from Bowling Green, Ohio. It's also my first time here at the Tenor Gathering, and so far it's just been absolutely amazing. Where I come from, there's really no other tenor guitarists for the most part. It's a very rare occurrence to even see a tenor banjo player. So it's very cool to be in a place where there's many tenor players, all in the same spot, and just the jamming so far too. It's just been
all
amazing.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bowling Green, Ohio.
Bowling Green.
So it's kind of the northwest part of the state.
Okay.
And I'm playing a 1953 Gretsch synchromatic tenor. It is kind of a one-of-a-kind instrument. It has a cutaway. It's a 17-inch jazz archtop guitar. So it's bigger than me, which makes it a little tricky to play at times. But it's
very much older than you, too.
A little bit. It's a very unique instrument, but I really love it. And
you play some other instruments as well?
I do play other instruments. I play a lot of violin and mandolin as well.
Okay. And yeah, and that is a beautiful instrument. I did see that the other night, and I saw someone pick it up to take a picture of it. You were in the middle of playing the violin, and your eyes went just like that. It was like, who's that? Who's taking my guitar? And I thought, ooh, that must be a pretty valuable guitar. Sweet. And I think, actually, Grant was my teacher yesterday morning. And Grant, how old are you?
I am 17.
Okay, great. So we've got quite a range here this weekend. And let's see, a returnee right here.
Yes. I'm Tim May, and I'm from the Nashville, Tennessee area. And Mark Joseph's heard, he saw me on a YouTube with a guy named Dylan Hodges, who is actually a great lefty player who won the National Flat Picking Championship when he was 17. And we were both playing tenors. It was kind of cool because it was like a mirror image, you know, because he was playing it. At the time, we had Breedlove tenors.
Oh, how fun.
And it was pretty neat. So Mark just saw us on the YouTube and kept trying to get me, you know, to come. And and we finally worked it out. So this is my third year.
I know. But once we got you, we aren't letting you go.
I love it. I'm just really glad to be back. So And I'm playing a guitar that I built that's a carved tenor that's tuned to G, just a little bit lower than your normal sort of standard tuning. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is the standard tuning?
Well, I guess you'd say C, G, A, what is it?
C, G, D, A.
See, I'm out of the loop on the...
Yeah.
I just learned...
Oh, that's right. I should have listened.
You were listening. See, I just learned yesterday morning. Yeah. I had to ask, and now I have to remember.
Well, mine's never been tuned to that. Because
I know, but Jean Mann plays a whole different ballgame. She's usually the only woman performer. And there are plenty of other students, et cetera, but she's the only woman performer this year and last year. And we used to have a few. We used to have Marcy and Kathy and, we need to get them all back. So, okay, now, let's have you swing that mic over there, okay? Whoop, yep. Mm-hmm. And here's another returnee. We're thrilled to have you back.
Hi, I'm John Lawler, and I how many years I've been doing this? Like five? Is this the fifth?
You've been here for a long time.
So I think it's the fifth, isn't it?
I remember the first time you were on the air, and I said, "Oh, and you know who was here? Who isn't here this year? Was Carthy."
Irish Jerry. Yeah.
Irish Jerry Carthy. Yeah.
Jerry Carthy, yeah.
But I said...
He couldn't make it. He called me up.
He was great fun,
that's
too.
Too bad.
But actually, I said, I think John has the strongest accent in the room. Even stronger than Tim. Yeah. Tim's got the sun. So what are you playing, John?
What tune?
Well, what instrument?
This is a 1938 or 39 Premier guitar. It's they make drums now. That company makes drums now, but I guess for a little while they made guitars, and this is one of them. And I was lucky to get it. And a guy named Alan Matta repaired it for me.
Oh, cool!
You know Alan?
Yeah, he made my little cigar box.
He's a real craftsman,
and he sells at the Sunday Market right here.
I found this online, and I just saw it, and I went, "Okay, gotta have it," you know. And I sent it to him because it needed a lot of work.
From Philadelphia, you sent it to him in Washington.
Uh-huh. And,
I love it.
I said, cause it was pretty much like a pile of lumber. I was sending him in the mail. You know what I mean? And I said, do what you can, man. Try to make it go.
Yeah.
Make it work.
And he did.
And it's the best axe I ever had.
That's fantastic. So I love this connection, though. You met him here during Tenor Guitar, and you send your guitar from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Who says this Tenor Guitar Gathering isn't an economic development project?
Yeah, for real.
Look at this. Yeah. We're bringing business from Philadelphia, for goodness sake. Now, my mystery guest who's holding this, I don't know if you can make the mic. Try it.
Sure. My name is Paul Gabrielson. I'm a bassist from Seattle, Washington.
I
lived in New York City for quite a while, and I've been working with the Kingston Trio for about 25 years. Nick Reynolds and Bob Shane were both in the group while I was doing it for about the first 11 years. And I was asked by Josh Reynolds, Nick's son, to come down and accompany people and hang out for the weekend. And so I gladly said yes. And I've been meeting a whole bunch of new friends. And we speak our universal language of music.
It's wonderful.
We don't even need to know each other's names.
It's wonderful.
You know, it's great.
No, and folks out there, I want you to know that we're not going to test you on the names. The main thing is for, if you're anywhere in the neighborhood, come on down and catch some of these acts. We'll tell you when they're happening and where to. Okay, so that means we have two folks from the Kingston Trio, because, and I'm going to hand my mic over to another. Why don't you come on in and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Rick Doherty, and I'm a member of the Kingston Trio. I sing the high parts when I don't have laryngitis, and I sing the lower parts when I do.
Okay. And Rick was here. When was that? Do you remember?
Oh gosh, there was the "This Land Is Your Land" tour, I think, and
it was 2012. Says that's when you gave us. They were right here in Astoria at the Liberty Theater, and they generously gave us an album for the station, and. Here he is, right on the cover of the album, but now he's in person in the studio, and we're delighted. And so we have two. And where do you live now?
I live in San Francisco Bay.
You're in San Francisco. Ay, ay, ay. And then we have my co-host and the man who, how we say this, the man who saved tenor guitar this year because, yeah, really, really. When Mark died, which was quite a shock to all of us, we didn't know what was going to happen. And Josh Reynolds had the heart and the craziness to step up to the plate. I don't think he realized at the time how much work it is and what Mark has been doing these last 6 years. So, so Josh, say hi to folks and...
Hi, I'm Josh Reynolds, and I'm the new president of the Tenor Guitar Foundation, and I'm here to do this on behalf of Mark, and I'm just honored to be on KMUN again and all the affiliates and these wonderful players here. Mark loved Astoria and loved this part of the country. I'm an Oregonian, and I'm happy to keep this anchored here in Astoria. Our goal is to spread music, spread it by these great tenor guitars, which are a great entry level and a way to play ukuleles and tenor guitars and mandolins. It's the gateway to everything, and I'm just happy to be here continuing this and giving back to the city of Astoria with all this great music.
Now, you said you're an Oregonian. Were you actually born here?
I was actually born in the Bay Area, but in 1968, when my dad retired from the Kingston Trio, we moved to Port Orford on the southern Oregon coast, and that's where I grew up from age 8 to 18, and then I moved to L.A. for a little bit, then I moved back to Portland, lived in Portland for about 20 years, so I call myself an Oregonian, and I'm proud to be.
And I love it because I think right now Josh is living in Brooklyn, and I'm from Brooklyn, and I live here, so we've just kind of switched places, and we kind of go back and forth in spirit and in music, but you can come anytime and stay. So here's what I would love to do, and I'm sure the listeners would too, is hear some music. How do you want to do this, folks? Can we have, should we have the youngest start off?
And I'd be glad to.
Yeah. There was a day, Tim, there was a day, but I'm just thinking the other night I saw Grant. We were playing together at the Inferno, actually, which is owned and operated by a former KMUN programmer, Nacho Business, Rich Ewing. And the problem is when we got in there, we realized we had a minor with us. And so a whole bunch of people were inside playing, and then there was a whole bunch of people sitting outside playing. And I went out there at one point, and here was Grant, and he was playing with John Lawler. And what's your how would you describe your music predominantly?
I don't know. It's like just swinging stuff.
Lean in
just swinging.
Swing.
It's all just about the feel, like...
Right. Okay.
That kind of a feel, and whatever category that is, that's what it is.
So you two were jamming on that. No problem, right, Grant?
He's pretty good, and at the least, and it was a lot of fun to try to follow him. So yeah,
it was so beautiful, and again, it was that would have been one of Mark's dreams, is to see the generations playing together, learning from
really
one another, you know. It was beautiful. And then I went inside for a while. When I came back out, there was Grant playing with Tim May from Nashville. Nashville probably doesn't play swing music, eh? What's your...
I'll try to slip a little bit of it in here and there, yeah.
But you guys were playing, what would you call what you...
We were probably playing more fiddle tune. I think we played some fiddle.
Point, yeah.
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 Yeah. So it was a fun time. So why don't we start off with something like that? Why don't you, and anyone can back up whatever you, there's my bass player friend with the, you know, I love this instrument. So I'm thrilled to have you here. And so.
Yeah. I don't know. We can do fiddle tune.
Sure.
Let's see, maybe like, let's be for breakfast or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you going to keep it instrumental? In which case, let's move those mics down just a little bit.
Yeah.
I turn the mics off while the movement goes on, so. Yeah. Okay. And turn his a little bit, Grant, turn yours a little bit that way. Are you going to play along? Oh, Dobro's not going to play on this one, so. Okay. Okay.
Now we just play them. We don't name them. This is Whiskey Before Breakfast. Right? We don't endorse the name or anything like that. We just play the tune.
Right. You know, one of the tricks that you can only know if you watch them is that they are moving back and forth and back and forth. They kind of look over to the other one and, you know, just give an eyebrow or something, and then it's your turn, and then you pass it back. It's, it's fantastic, fantastic. So, John, you want to play some? We're going to, Jean has her own circle there. And also, with the Dobro, that's Tyler from San Antonio, who does not speak like a Texan, but we'll find out when he plays the music what it sounds like. Do you play with other regular, let me get your mic on. Yeah.
Yeah, for a while, I also play other instruments.
Uh-huh.
I was with Ray Price for about eight years,
really?
Played upright bass with him. We went around with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard a lot.
Okay.
And I played a lot of tenor banjo. I played with the Jim Cullum Jazz Band in San Antonio and a lot of that. So I do a lot of older swing, you know, and even ragtime. My wife and I do a lot of that. She plays flute, and we do a lot of that. Yeah, I'll give you a CD here later.
Yeah.
But, my favorite music really is swing. You know, I like, and that's what Grant and I have kind of bonded over, and John, everybody.
John.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We had a great jam last night. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Just awesome.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I was too exhausted to get. Do you think that we can, how do you want to do this? Do you think the three of you might play together? Would that work?
Sure, yeah, we could do something.
John, you want to lead it off? Mm-hmm. You're the senior in this group. Tim, you're more than, you know, so. You know, Gene, why don't you swing that mic over for right now? Why don't we use all three of these mics, and then we'll swing that one back for Gene and Bill. Okay, so you got them in position somehow or other.
Put them right about here. Potato chips, out my mouth just drips. Potato chips, out my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, out my mouth just drips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Crunch, 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 I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Anywhere you are, you'll always find a bag around. At a park or a picnic, or even a baseball ground. Oh, potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Da-do-do-da-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do is potato chips.
Now we're all hungry, of course, but that was fantastic. Where did you get a song like that, John Lawler?
Slim and Slam did it.
Oh, of course, Slim and Slam.
You know.
Of course.
Yeah, those guys.
Whoever and wherever. And, oh, that was just gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, well, no wonder I didn't. And Tyler on that dobro, whoa, that was sweet. So we had all five of these guys. Of course, you could hear the bass nice there. And that's Paul, Gabriel's son, Tyler Jackson on dobro. We had Grant Flick on his gorgeous tenor guitar, and Tim May on his Homemade. Hey, did you make that guitar yourself? Yeah. Yeah. Because all these people are talking about their 1930 and their 1950, and here you are with your, yeah.
Couldn't afford a nice instrument, basically. Yes, it's homemade.
So you made it. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to bring Rick Daugherty in on the conversation here. We were kind of, while you guys were playing, we were going like, okay, he's this and he's that. Come on over here. There you go.
Hello.
We only have four mics in this room, and I've got 10 people, so we're sharing. We're playing nice. Come on, lean in and tell us what you just hearing. And what did you were at the jam last night? Is that right?
The jam last night was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, you know, I've been at a lot of jams with some really high-level players. I don't think I've ever been at a jam with this many high-level players all at the same time. And it was mind-boggling. I mean, we just sat there staring, listening, going, oh, my God. And then somebody play a few seconds later, you go, oh, my God. It was just, I don't think I've ever heard. The level of musicianship was so high. It wasn't just like everybody's playing fast and hot licks. The way they were approaching the melodic sense, the harmonic sense, everything was just, the level of musicianship was so high, it was stunning. It's the best jam I've ever been to in my life.
Well, it better
I'm
be
almost more dead, so that's
it better be.
I don't have
all right. Yeah, he's only 5 1/2. No. No, he's almost as old as I am, actually. So that
just right after the waters receded, I was.
Well, I'm just telling you guys, since I missed this incredible event, you're going to have to do it again this weekend. And folks, if you're out there in listening land, anywhere nearby, you can join in tonight. Tonight is at the Riversea Gallery. For that, you need to get your ticket. Go online, tenorguitargathering.info. And if there's still tickets, you can get yourself one. Or if you're in Astoria, just show up at the Riversea Gallery and ask. And but that ends at a kind of a normal, for some people, hour. So I suspect there'll be some more music after that. And then tomorrow all day there are workshops. And then tomorrow evening is the concert for Mark. And that is going to be extraordinary. It is at the Astor Street Opera Company here in Astoria. And I, am I right, Josh? Everybody's going to play in that
everybody's
one?
Everybody's going to play. $15 at the door. We got t-shirts, CDs.
Everybody's going to play, and you can support the you can support the Tenor Guitar Gathering. Tickets are very nominal, and it's going to be a fabulous evening. And the camaraderie, well, you can hear it in here. And I love what Rick was saying, because the fact that these are consummate musicians, but they're not grinding each other out.
No,
they're
no, just no. It's not a competition. We were talking about just like art. You know, how do you compare Monet to pick another contemporary artist, Cezanne. Yeah, it's just you can't do it. But interestingly enough, I think that the tenor guitar, it's sort of the link instrument now. You know, ukulele is, if you go to the stores,
very popular.
Selling 5-1 to guitars right now.
Yeah.
Four-stringed instrument.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
You can go from the ukulele, you can go right over the
right
tenor
over.
Guitar. And the tenor guitars are actually picking up a lot of popularity now, too, because especially mandolin players, violin players can go right over to the guitar, and it has that sweeter, softer sound. Mm. It's a great instrument.
There you go.
And these guys just play it like I've never heard.
It's so exciting, and it's right here in Astoria, Oregon. Who'd have thunk it? Well, I know who'd have thunk it. Mark Joseph's thought it, and that's why how we all got here. Well, I live here, but that's how we all got to this Tenor Guitar Gathering number 7. So, and that was fun having you say, now, he is the, and he is.
We were talking about everybody's style, because he was saying, like, what style do you play? And he's, oh, well, I sort of just follow John. And I always thought, you know, John is like the master chord melody guy. I mean, he plays, you know, mostly just chord melody, and it's unbelievable charts he plays. It's
and
just
then
great
he sings
stuff.
About potato chips and makes it sound like a gourmet dinner. How can you know?
I'm going to run out right now to Denny's. And,
no commercials
you
on
know,
this
and we're thinking that, you know, Tyler has a really melodic sense. And And Grant, we were thinking, I was thinking, you know, he reminds me of a young Mark O'Connor that just sort of walked in and everybody went, who is this kid?
I know.
And I just went, whoa, you know.
I saw Mark when he was 14 at the, over in Weezer, Idaho, and they put him in the adult category because he was wiping out everybody, and sure enough, he went to the, you know, so we'll be watching you, Grant.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll be coming back to Astoria in future years, too. So that's
and
good.
And Tim is just, you know, he has a sense of the guitar. The thing is, everybody has their own style, and you can hear it beautiful. Come through on the instruments, and it just gives, it's like going to a smorgasbord. There's all these different flavors, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I've been playing Tim's albums, and they're a lot of fun. They get really, really fast sometimes, but they're always beautiful.
It's that Nashville bluegrass stuff coming through.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. So, okay, now I think it's time for us to hear from Jean Mann, who will explain to you why we have to keep her separate from everybody. You put it wherever you want.
Bill's going to be.
Yeah.
Should I
just put this? I think that'll work. There. All I have to do is turn. This is kind of like when you unplug your guitar and ouch. So, Jean, right. Why do you need to be different? I mean, why? Why do you? Why is this woman different from all other women? No. Why are you not playing along with them? You sang along, though. You were singing along.
I can jam with my voice or a harmonica, but I do play in an odd tuning here. And in fact, I would welcome you to join me if you guys want to, but I don't know exactly how to tell you what I'm doing. But the tuning is B flat, F, C, F, because whatever reason I came up with that, that's what I came up with.
There's your challenge. The challenge has been laid.
But it's quite simple because it's really a very simple progression, and it just keeps going. But Bill is going to accompany me. He has practiced a little bit with this. Bill Corral and I have played music off and on together for about 12 years.
Oh, and I had no idea.
This is a first for him to be part of the tenor guitar gathering.
Okay, Bill.
You're in for a treat. He's amazing.
And you're both located in Seattle.
Seattle area,
so that's close compared to some of these folks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a song which is going on my newest record. The song is called Pile of Leaves, and I dedicate this to my friends here and our friend that is not with us. So. After your lunch, go play with your friends. Climb down the hill, patty cakes in the sand. Tag your it, cat's cradle with string. Make English daisy necklaces and all the birds sing. Cut parts in the spokes of your worn-out old bike. The blue one so dusty and still just sits waiting to fly down the hill. And the day winds down, Mama scrubs your face, tucks you right in, and smiles as you tell her your day you had lots of fun, and you fall off to sleep and you're dreaming you're in a pile of leaves. Look up to see yourself dancing across the sky. Wake up, it's today. Stand around that water cooler. This time you got lots to talk about, as if you understood, as if you were that child again. The sky sparkles in your eyes, and there's flowers in your hair, and you're happy again on that old blue bike. And you're smiling, and you're crying, and you're flying till you don't stop.
After your lunch, go play with your friends.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. Ooh, Gene, you're pretty prolific on these songs, aren't you? You've become more so, haven't you? Writing more?
I do enjoy writing.
It's great.
And the songs keep coming, so good. Yeah, I'm actually working on albums 6 and 7 at the same time now. So,
and what's the difference?
Well, there. What's different in the
for you
for me is that these last two albums, I'm doing a lot of recording from my live shows, and so I'm taking those juicy recordings from house concerts and things of beautiful listening rooms and taking them into the studio to Bill, who is this wonderful engineer besides musician. And then we have been adding lovely guest players
nice.
To the mix, which lovely. You will hear something live during this weekend.
Oh, good.
With my friend John Lawler and I. He is on my new record, which is not quite
no
ready.
No way.
And we did our God. Old school across the country files and CD, you know, stuff.
Morse code, yeah.
Morse code on an old Amish.
Yeah, sure.
Cell phone.
Yeah. I like the way you said old school. Yeah, very,
very old school. We never were in the same room, but it sounds as if we are, and it's one of my absolute stunning favorite songs from the
where did you meet John? Gene?
I believe I met him right here at the Tenor Guitar Gathering.
All right.
I believe it was probably my first,
Isn't that magic?
Yeah.
Isn't that magic?
Well, how about the fact that you happened to be listening to the radio the day that I was interviewed? You didn't see me playing this, but it was the weekend after the Tenor Guitar Gathering, and you called up to say, you got to go meet Mark's Joseph.
Right.
He's still here in town. And
but Gene was here visiting, playing a gig in town. That had nothing to do with the Tenor Guitar Gathering. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
And I heard you, and I said, Tenor Guitar?
Yeah.
Go to Mark.
What was that place on the Avenue you were doing?
That
club. Where was it?
Actually, I was playing over in El Waco.
Okay.
So I was playing in another state, but because KMUN is so rockin', I came here to do my interview about it.
Yes, and it's such a far way. El Waco is closer than my house.
I know,
right
exactly,
across the bridge.
So I was playing in I can't remember exactly what it was. It was a special event, but...
Yeah, so this is how these connections are made and grown.
Completely being in wonderful. The world, and with music being our language, that we have to find each other. So that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, who's got something else? Now, do you have any songs that you like to specially play Paul Gabrielson on the bass?
I'm just here to play with everybody else.
You're accompanying everybody else? Okay, well, it sounds great. Sounds great. Okay, we're going to swing. I've turned it off. You can swing that mic on back.
Sure, absolutely.
I got Josh Reynolds here. So we have three Kingston Trio affiliates. We have two of them from the present day band, and that's Rick Daugherty, who sings the high part when he doesn't have laryngitis, and the low part. I'm going to quote you on that. I love it.
But I play the tenor guitar.
Oh,
that's
yes.
The important part.
So would you have been like,
I basically took Nick's place.
You took Nick Reynolds, and you noticed the last name. So Josh is the son of Nick Reynolds, but he did not become part of the Kingston Trio because he was the son. You know, you don't do that, do you? You kind of have to go your own way. And then Paul Gabrielson on the bass is playing with the Kingston Trio now. So Josh.
Yes, Carol.
Talk to us. You live in Brooklyn now.
I live in Brooklyn now. I really don't have the accent. The one
good
thing that what's amazing, if you come to the shows tonight and tomorrow, and if you want to stop by Pier 39, all of these wonderful musicians were talking about their instruments, and I would think, and they can correct me if I'm wrong, but their instruments and the way that they hold them, they're like your children and your babies. You really, really usually have a special one. You know, sometimes you cheat on it by having another one, but very rarely. Everybody's got a special instrument, and the way that they talk lovingly about their instruments, and some of them are very, very special. And you should come down. The beautiful thing about the River Sea Gallery tonight is that they're all going to be there in an intimate setting. You can interact. You can mingle. You can ask questions. Very rarely will you get a chance with this many musicians to get that that up close and personal and ask them, ask Jean Mann how she records, talk to Bill, Rick, Tyler, everybody. Ask them questions, find out about stuff, or just heckle them.
Ooh, and no, but you mentioned Pier 39, and we want to say that that's the headquarters, really. That's where the classes are, and that's way down by the river, so it's where the Rogue Ale place is, but it's beyond that, even where Coffee Girl, and so if you... We have bells in the room now, I see. If you just head down 39th, go over that wooden bridge. It looks like you're going to, you know, the bridge to nowhere, but it takes you right to the spot. And then come on in. There are jam sessions going on all the time. And if you play something, bring it along. And even if you don't really play it like me, bring it along anyway, and maybe you'll learn something and just hang out. And... take a class, sit in on some of this stuff. It's very exciting. So that's 39th Street in Astoria, 39th in the river. Okay, what do we got?
I'm going to do a little Sweet Georgia Brown for you.
All right.
Want to play that? Or you?
Sure.
My God. Now, that was the two younger. Well, one is the minor, and one is no longer a minor, but those were our two youngest folks. So I wanted to just, and not too shabby, how long have you been playing, Tyler?
Well, I just turned 30, and I started when I was about 12. So
okay.
Yeah. 18
okay.
Years, so yeah.
That's pretty
started
good.
Started on the ukulele and then went straight to tenor guitar.
Why did you start playing music?
Yeah. Well, basically, I was homeschooled at the time, and we had these elective classes we could take at our church. And I had a foreign language. I did origami. I did all kinds of things. The last thing I wanted to do was the music class because I thought the only option was the recorder.
Oh.
My wife will kill me for this. She's the flutist. But they introduced a ukulele program, and my mom told me, well, you still got to take music. I said, I guess I'll do ukulele. And I loved it. I fell in love with it. It was
gosh.
A lot of fun. And for some reason, it just made sense to me. So after the class was over, I graduated to the bigger four-string guitar, and the rest is history.
Wow. So where was this that the ukulele class was being given?
This was at a church thing we had that for homeschool kids that needed extracurricular kind of classes
gotcha.
And stuff at the
gotcha.
Time. I was about 12.
So yeah. So even though it wasn't a normal public school, it
right.
was still school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, folks, and, just remember, support the arts
right,
in the
right.
schools. It's, yes. you know, it's a refrain that I'm always, but that's very interesting. So your parents didn't play music?
My parents didn't. My grandmother on my mom's side played a lot by ear, and I think that's maybe where I got the gene for it. But yeah, so it's just kind of a thing I stumbled upon on my own, I guess.
Right, but then you got really serious about it.
I did. Got really serious, and it's cool. When you have fun doing something, all the practice doesn't seem like a lot of hard, doesn't seem like a chore, doesn't seem like work. You just, you can't not do it, you know?
Right.
It's kind of like you just want to do it. It's fun. You
know? Right. That's a mantra for the arts also. How about you, Grant? So did you start?
I've been playing tenor for about 2 or 3 years now, just on tenor. But I started violin in fifth grade orchestra, so I've been playing violin for about 6 years and mandolin for about 4 or 5 now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got into tenor through those roots, and it was just a really easy, instrument to pick up coming from those because it's still in fifth tuning. So you don't really have to learn any new fingerings, and the mandolin kind of starts help you with the right hand as well. So it's just a really nice voice to, grab up if you're coming from a different instrument.
Wait a second. I just remembered the quote from class that I told you I was going to throw at you. First of all, it was very funny. Grant was talking about his right hand. Don't watch my right hand because it's it was your left hand on that. It was the way you press because
it's probably
different.
Both you don't want to watch. Yeah.
Okay, but the other thing you said that I really loved was and quite seriously, the six-string guitar is so illogical. I loved it. It was like, oh, of course. I could have told you that. What does that mean? Do you agree with do you folks agree with him? Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
See, all these serious musicians know.
Those extra two strings take up so much room.
Take up room. Well, Mark used to always threaten to carry a wire cutter. For if anybody who was ready to graduate from the sixth string to the four string, he would help them out. You know, it was kind of, I think that was one of the gifts that was given out. So,
you can catch Mark on YouTube actually converting a sixth string.
Yeah.
You can actually catch Mark Josephs on YouTube converting a six string into a four string tenor. And it is absolutely hilarious. He has a very hard time and he finally gets it. And he says, and then you too can play like Nick Reynolds. And he's smiling and laughing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, well, I think you got the key too about you need to enjoy what you're doing and that makes it possible to keep on going. You know what? I just looked at the clock and I realized we don't have much time. Folks, if you live anywhere nearby, or even if you don't live too close, you can still catch a, whatever and get here. Come on down for the rest of this weekend. And I will tell you, there's a lot of other stuff going on in this area, but my heart is with tenor guitar, I must say. I don't think my fingers will ever be there quite, especially when I listen to all these guys. It's maybe in my next life I'm going to, start with a tenor guitar. But this is just such a beautiful, for those of us who live around here and we celebrate the Fisher Poets Gathering together, we know what it feels like. There's so much heart when a group of people get together, and the way Grant put it when he came and found all these other weird, I mean, you didn't say that, no. All these other nice people playing.
They're very nice people.
Very nice people. So do we have another song that maybe a bunch of people can play on? Somebody got a star.
Silence.
Can we sing something that's sort of, you know, like a...
Yes, yeah, sing like without playing so they can play along. Mm-hmm. Would that work?
If you've got some...
you do a Honeysuckle Rose or anything
like that. Moon River.
Oh, Moon River.
I'm just tuning.
You're on My Sunshine or something?
I don't have anything.
No, you have to. Yeah. You'd have to sing along with there.
Tom Dooley, You're My Sunshine.
You're My Sunshine. Yeah, like a Carter family thing.
That's a great song. Mark loved You Are My Sunshine.
While they're figuring this out, you know what? While they're figuring this out, I'm just going to tell you. Keep talking, guys. You figure it out. I'm just going to tell you that also tonight is the fabulous Paul Duber with Thistle and Rose. Paul's having a CD release party of Gypsy Soul at the Cannon Beach History Museum tonight at 7 p.m. Paul and Bobby Bobcat Rice were on my show, my folk show, a couple of weeks ago. And the Coaster is closing this weekend. Four Poster is the last weekend. Liberty is featuring the California Beach Boys tribute. This is all tonight. Birkenfeld has the Birkfoot Festival all weekend with Americana. Pallet Puddlers till 5, and then Saturday and Sunday 10 to 5. And the Adrift has its wonderful music as ever. And Jazz Attitude is playing in the Halem Bay House, starting at 4:30, going through 7. And tomorrow night, don't forget, Peninsula Arts is featuring Celtic music with Johnny Connolly on button accordion. And Casey Neal, who's a favorite songwriter. And the NCRD in New Halem has Jim Dorman for solo evening of music. Napton Cove, 1 to 4 Quarantine Hospital Museum. Sou'wester, Hearts Gone South. And the Long Beach Grange, you all know about that. Double J and the Boys are in Oysterville on 4 o'clock for a house concert. Need more information, call me after the show. Fort George is featuring Floating Glass Balls from Cannon Beach. And a very special, another very dear artist friend who died very recently and very suddenly, is Rick Vrana, who organized the poetry readings. And so there's a reading for Rick Vrana this 7 o'clock this Monday at Port-a-Call. And the AVA Gala is happening at Fort George from 4:30 to 10. So, yeah, plenty going on. Okay, guys, I hope you made a decision. You only have a few minutes, but you can keep playing. And I might have to go on to the other show, but you can just keep playing.
You guys start me off. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I